Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and welcome to Take Action Tuesdays. Today's guest is Catherine Perry. This show is about taking inspired action to follow your goals, to follow your dreams, the when, the what, the where, and the how to get started in your various careers, hobbies, turned into businesses, and more, because you already know the why. You want more freedom, more travel, more time with family, more fill in the blank of whatever it is you want. This week, I am so honored to have my friend and coach, Catherine Perry. She is the founder of Big Vision Coaching and Consulting. She is an internationally renowned success breakthrough coach. She is the founder of Big Vision Coaching and Consulting. Catherine empowers small business owners, coaches, authors to achieve their personal and professional goals through high-touch personal coaching, group coaching, and seminars. Today's topic is going to be about loss, setbacks, and how to get back on track. Catherine is often called herself the master of loss because she's lost money, friends, her health, relationships, her way in life, and even one low point in her life, she lost faith in God. Catherine, I am so honored to have you on the show, but how did you overcome the loss and to name yourself the master of loss? How did you overcome it? Because I know you are a success.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show. You know, this idea about loss is something I've thought about for a long time because, one, I grew up in kind of a tumultuous family. Like, my mom was married 3 times before I was 17. And so, and then the man she married when I was 21 died. And those 3 families disappeared when those relationships disappeared. So I lost entire families and had to start over and, you know, spent a big part of my life, you know, starting over. And I really didn't know who I was. And so, but I was always optimistic, always moving forward, right? And then just like, I can do it. I just had this drive. And it was actually at a part in my business where I was ready to move to the next level. I had actually been enjoying a lot of success, but I was kind of depressed. And I was like, well, I ought to be pressing in here, but I realized my soul was really wanting me to go out on my own and do my own business, and I knew that there was a message written on my heart that I wanted to share. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate to that. And as I was thinking about what I wanted to do and how I would do it, what happened to me happens to a lot of people. I started kind of thinking back, well, what do I know? How can I move forward? What do I have to share? And my beautiful unconscious mind first started just reminding me of all the times I failed and all the times I lost and, you know, lost money and missed out and the times I held back and didn't listen to my intuition and all the opportunities. You just name it. And I thought, oh, my God. I'm a loser because I keep losing things. I mean, starting with jewelry at age 8, that was like a really significant story. I don't want to go into it, but literally could not keep any jewelry. It would get stolen or lost my whole life, and I had to get that cleared. But it was like, oh, I'm a loser. And then, you know, immediately it's like the second thing will come in that everybody goes, well, gee, who am I to go out and teach? I'm no big expert. You know, what right do I have? There's all these big dogs out there, all these other successful people. And I thought, well, you know what? I am the master of loss because it's a path of learning. And once I understood that it was a path of learning and a path of knowing myself, and thinking about it that way, it became a decision. And this is the main thing that I really want everyone to understand, that there's really, we have these unconscious programs and patterns, but until you're aware of them, they're unconscious. the moment you become aware of them, you have to make a decision. There's a choice. And so I said, okay, I have apparently mastered this. If there's anything left to learn from losing things, I'll continue. But if there's nothing else to learn here, what would I like to learn next? And so opening myself up, right, to that question. So many people are just trying to react and overcome rather than flow with it. And I don't really believe in fighting your patterns. I believe in going with the pattern. In fact, I use negativity in a positive way. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But it was really coming to that decision. So what do I want to be the master of? And the core of all that loss had to do with relationships. So I said, I really want to master relationships and be able to go deep with people. Because I knew how to be high and be, not high, like, hi, how you doing, right? Be in that up space and be friendly. But I really didn't know how to be friends. And so I went to work on healing my personal relationships, healing my inner relationships, and then really committing to learning how to go deeper in all the relationships and the different aspects of my life. So that's really where that master of loss idea comes from.
Wow.
That was a long answer. But that's where that came from.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, because in order to solve an issue, you have to dig in deep. Mm-hmm. And like you said, and because I can relate to you when you say that you're the master of loss, because for years I've always said, if I know my flaws, no one else can pick them out for me. And so, but I'm going to take some of your tips. I've been over here writing notes from what you were from your answer, going, I need to change how I look at my flaws so I can improve those so-called flaws and make them better. So, go ahead, Catherine. I'm sorry.
Well, let's give an example. Like I would say, well, it's a flaw that I don't have, like those 100 deep friends that would come to my birthday party, right? I must be like terrible. But, I have literally 1,800, 2,500 people that I could pick up the phone and call and say hello to, that they know I'm interested in their life, they're interested in mine, and I could ask a favor. And that's anywhere in the world. So I'm like, how many birthday parties am I actually going to have? So I was going, there's something wrong with me because I don't have that many deep people, but the people I let into my inner circle stay with me forever, right? That's
exactly.
Such a deep space. And so what I was counting as a flaw that, I'm superficial, no, I'm really not. I know how to connect deeply and authentically quickly, and I don't need to go shopping with you every time you go grocery shopping. Or, be involved in every single aspect to feel connected, and people feel connected to me. So it's really, the flaw is really just a judgment. It's all a way you take care of yourself, and it's the way you've trained yourself to get your needs met. And we all have them.
Absolutely. Sorry, was taking notes. I'm going to have to listen to my own show so that way I can, write my notes then, as opposed to taking notes as we're chatting.
Now you got all excited.
I did. I learned so much from you, Catherine. We've had a beautiful relationship of you being my mentor and my coach and my teacher for, many, many years. And every time I connect with you, just even in a brief message on Facebook or on Twitter, I learn something new. I learn something new about myself. I learn something new about you. And, overcoming obstacles and setbacks, for example, a lot of people don't, we all have them, but it's how we come through them is how our successes, how we can measure our successes. I know you were very ill, for a little bit a few years ago. But
it was a bad 3-year period, I'm going to tell you.
Absolutely.
3 years. Yeah.
But you came through like the champ that I knew you are, you know, that I knew you would and that I know you are. But in each of those obstacles that you have come through has brought you to a different place in your relationship, in faith with God, with relationship with people and doing business and understanding how to get these things done. Is there any
right.
one thing that you could share with our listeners that could you would say is, you know, yeah, I guarantee that we're going to have setbacks or disappointments or frustrations, but if you do this, it's going to be better. What would that
right.
piece of wisdom
be? Okay. Well, you're right. You know, everyone's going to have setbacks. So if you know that you're going to have them, we might not know exactly what that setback's going to be. We can only know that it's going to happen at the worst possible time. So we have to make a decision in advance about how flexible we want to be. So it is good to have mental rehearsals. So, like, if you are doing an event, you could say, okay, let's have some backups in place. Let's have some systems. Like, dialing onto the air here, there's an online system, and they said, oh, here's the backup. Here's the telephone number, right? And then they gave a third one. Well, if these two don't work, then here's, you know, our customer service. So they have built into their system backup for when the original one fails because they know it's going to happen. The other thing is everyone thinks that when there are setbacks and things fall apart, that it's a bad sign. It's a personal failing. But they need to understand that anytime you are stretching and going to the next level, Bruce Lipton talks about this in I shouldn't have mentioned his name, but this is one of his in one of his core books that he teaches that it's literally in our DNA. And when we stretch out of our comfort zone, when we start moving out of our family system, then our environment, everything around us starts to crumble. And the positive intention is so that we don't violate our family rules to stay safe. If we know that that's going to happen, then through the power of mental rehearsal, visualization, and allowing ourselves to even not know how we're going to get over it, right? We go, okay, I know that this is going to happen. Obstacles are going to come. I don't know exactly how I'm going to overcome them. I only know that I'm the kind of person that can overcome obstacles, that I'm flexible, right? So you want to, that's another key, is to cultivate flexibility. Stress happens when you get locked in and we can only do it this one way. But focus on the result that you want and then be as flexible in your behavior to make it in, as possible to make it happen. Okay, so there's some little tips right there. One big thing that I want to share with you is so often we get overwhelmed in our emotions. There'll be just too many things to deal with, or we're depressed, or we're angry, or we feel like we've been violated, and then we try to shut it down and then move forward. And I think that that's a big mistake. And I actually believe that we have to not necessarily accept our bad feelings, but we've really got to acknowledge them and be present to them because they're up. Okay, because we need to know how to listen to ourselves and trust what our instincts are telling us. When our emotions come up, that's how we communicate with ourselves. When they come up and we're saying, no, 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 I don't feel that way, I shouldn't feel that way, I'm not going to feel that way, it's like we're just telling ourselves to shut up. And then we feel wrong, and then we can't really get the message there. So there's two things I want to share with your audience, if it's all right.
Perfectly.
The first is, it's a little technique my friend Asara Lovejoy taught me called Zen bitching, Zenbitching, where you say, if you get freaked out, I want you to allow yourself 5 full minutes to get freaked out, because the emotion's coming, and what we're doing is you're taking the emotion and you're running it to the end, so that you can kind of get it discharged out of your system. An example of when I used that was I had a brand new apartment, and it was actually at a property where I was going to be the manager the next day, and we had a major flood that flooded something like the entire first floor, and water came up into the building 5 feet. My new apartment was on the first floor with all my furniture that I had just moved in the day before. Everything I owned was in boxes. And as I'm walking up, I started getting more and more scared and more overwhelmed. And so, you know, my boyfriend, he's like, it's going to be okay. I said, wait, give me a minute. And I was like, and I just went into full freak out. I said, just give me a minute. And it actually took less than two. And I said out loud every single thing I was afraid of, everything I was mad about. It was all of their fault. How dare they? Stupid building, right? Stupid rain. And I've lost everything. What am I going to do? Now I'm nothing. Now it's going to cost me money. The moment I let myself run that, then I was like, okay, let's go. And all of a sudden, like, I cowboyed up and went in, and I had that extra energy because my energy wasn't split trying to overcome the overwhelm. Okay, I was able to use that energy, run to the end of that, and then like just turned it around, and it kind of became the driver. I was like, oh no, I'm not losing today. And I use cussing. I cuss, you know. I'm not going to cuss on air, but I tell you what, when I get all tough, I start cussing like a sailor. But, you know, we had to go with it. And I'm a big believer in the power of positivity, but a lot of people get a little sunshine up the candy, you know, up the rear end there, and they're not really facing the truth, right? And again, they've got to listen to themselves. So I developed this four-part statement, and where we actually start being negative. So, like, a big example that'll happen is everyone gets overwhelmed in their business because there's so much to do. Like, they just, like, what's supposed to be six easy tasks? Well, each one of those six easy tasks have about 100 steps that all need to happen now, right? You know that one?
Yes.
And you're overwhelmed. You're like, I can't do this. So I want to give an example of how to use this four-part statement, which I'm actually actively seeking a new name for this, but I'm just calling it the four-part right now. Do you want to play?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll do it for myself, but I take my clients through this. So we're going to use first overwhelm, okay? So repeat after me, Crystal. I am overwhelmed.
I am overwhelmed.
Then you say, and I am going to be overwhelmed.
And I am going to be overwhelmed.
And I will do everything in my power to stay overwhelmed.
And I will do everything in my power to stay overwhelmed.
I'm going to do everything at once.
And I'm going to do everything at once.
Then nothing at all.
And then nothing at all.
And then everything again.
And then everything again.
Until.
Until.
I no longer need to be overwhelmed.
I no longer need to be overwhelmed.
Breathe in. Now, I kind of added those other little two statements, but I'm going to do everything in my power to stay overwhelmed until I no longer need to be overwhelmed. Just very briefly, the reason this works is because right now that's what you're experiencing. Often we avoid doing things because we're afraid of being overwhelmed in the future. And because we're running an unconscious pattern, we will do everything in our power to stay overwhelmed. What this does is it puts you in the program so where you can become the driver in it. So we're going to run it. Instead of trying to shut it down, we're going to give our unconscious mind directions that says, until we no longer need to be overwhelmed. And then I have you take a big breath to just bring in energy. And I don't know if you noticed this, but did your brain kind of go, yeah, that's right. Oh, wait, what? Like, what was that? Like, well, when do I not need to be overwhelmed, right?
Right.
When will that happen? What does that mean? And so your mind opens up, right? It goes, well, when is that I no longer need to be overwhelmed, right? So for you personally, what instead of overwhelm, what word comes to mind? Is it like flow or in control? What's the opposite of overwhelm for you?
Relaxed.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to do the positive reframe. I am relaxed.
I am relaxed.
And I'm going to be relaxed.
I am going to be relaxed.
And I will do everything in my power to allow myself to be relaxed.
And I will do everything in my power to be relaxed.
No, to allow myself to relax.
Oh, to allow myself to relax.
Until?
Until?
I absolutely know myself.
Until I absolutely know myself.
As one who is relaxed.
As one who is relaxed.
Take a deep breath. There. So what's important about this is there's no judgment in this. It's happening, people. It's going to happen. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure it's happening until we know ourselves this way. And what that does is you get to determine, according to your own inner criteria, how you know you're relaxed. So let's do successful while we got you right here in this open space. Okay, so
okay.
Everyone has their own definition. But, you know, your success looks different than mine. Okay?
Correct.
All right, and we have all these rules about success. So we're going to just do the positive run, okay?
Okay.
I am successful.
I am successful.
And? I am going to be successful.
I am going to be successful.
Be sure and use the word and, because we want to link those together,
and.
Okay? Yeah, and I'm going to be successful.
And I am going to be successful.
And I will do everything in my power to become a success.
And I will do everything in my power to be successful.
To become a success. Yeah, to become a success.
To become a success.
Until I absolutely know myself.
Until I absolutely know myself.
As one who is successful.
As one who is successful.
That's right. Breathe into that. Oof. And massage your forehead, because you could almost feel like your brain heard that, right? We're like, that's right. That's what we're doing, people. We're on. We're making it happen.
Absolutely.
This little statement, I went ahead and I, if it's all right, I do have a sheet that I can share with your listeners if they want to shoot me an email. Would that be all right?
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
I actually have it in the chat room, typed it up in the chat room.
Okay.
But Catherine's offering this beautiful exercise in helping you acknowledge whatever the setback is, overwhelm, mm-hmm. anxiety, whatever, and it's called her four-part statement. And if you will email her at info@catherineperry.net, that's info@catherineperry, catherineperry.net, for your PDF. And you can only get it here on the show unless you're taking one of her courses or working with her. So, you know, great opportunity that you jumped on and listened to us today, because going through that exercise with you just now really acknowledged, you know, a couple of things, because I wasn't really thinking I was overwhelmed. But as I went through it, there was a couple of things that triggered within me that was mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, you're a little bit overwhelmed. You've got, you know, a lot going on your plate. But then when, you know, we changed it, the story to, yes, you know, you can relax. So there's that fine balance of being your, allowing your system to embrace that energy of overwhelmed, but knowing that it's only there until it's no longer needed is really mm-hmm. divine.
Yeah, very simple, speaking directly to your unconscious mind. I know we've only got a couple of minutes, but, you know, this technique works really great when you've got someone you care about that's all freaked out and they're kind of driving you crazy. Like, I've got a beautiful 10-year-old granddaughter that's she's starting to grow up, and the hormones have hit hard. She's not the most pleasant child to be around. This charming girl is not as charming. So it was like, you know, Maddie's kind of annoying, right? So we actually said, you know, instead of getting tense, I taught her mom, hey, Maddie's annoying. Maddie's going to be annoying. Or Maddie's disrespectful, and Maddie's going to be disrespectful. And Maddie's going to do everything in her power to stay disrespectful until she no longer needs to be disrespectful. And that changed that from like a character flaw or willfulness into, yeah, well, what is it she needs? Well, Maddie's loved and accepted. Maddie's going to be loved and accepted. Maddie's going to do everything in her power to experience love and acceptance in her life until she absolutely knows herself as one who's loved and accepted. I taught her mom that, and that took so much tension out. That took out that me versus her into understanding, hey, this is what they're going through. And then, like, Maddie kind of got the unconscious message, too. And, like, this whole level of tension just kind of left the situation. So it's an amazing technique to use for yourself and when you're dealing with other people.
Well, absolutely, because, you know, so much we're taught, oh, you know, to be happy, be positive, but not to acknowledge when we're having those moments. And, you know, thank God for my husband. I'm here to tell you, because he is my sounding board when I have those then bitching moments, like Asara, you know, said, you know, and sometimes they're longer than 5 full minutes, but you know, when I need to vent and let it go, he, you know, he sits there and tells me the same thing about, you know, you've got to get it off your chest, because even though you want to be that positive, upbeat person, you know, you're denying part of yourself. And
That's right.
You know, so I had to learn to come to terms with, yes, that I can be a positive, loving person and help others and empower, but I'm doing a disservice to myself and others if we don't acknowledge whatever those underlying things that are causing us unhappiness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the information does come. The answer arrives on the other end of that. So, you know, by learning to listen to yourself, your intuition, everything will start arising. And then you'll be able to have more self-confidence, too, because you'll know that you can trust yourself to do the right thing.
Absolutely. So, Catherine, can you tell us, is there any projects that you're working on, and also how our listeners can get in contact with you so they can, you know, if they're needing an awesome success coach like yourself, how do they get in touch with you?
You know, right now, the easiest way, I've got my websites are temporarily being reconstructed right now. So the easiest way is, if people are on Facebook, is to go to Catherine Perry Big Vision Coach. And I've got a button. You just click right there, and it allows you to leave a phone call, a phone message right there, or shoot me an email. That's the easiest way. And right now, what I'm working on, I still have my one-on-one clients that I help with the business strategy. I work with them, like, say, okay, what is your genius thing, and how can we best get this out to the world? What's going to be the straightest line for you? So I help them with that. But right now, I'm really excited about a book project that's an anthology book project, which means that everybody gets to write a chapter. Then I'm going to be marketing this to companies that are looking for this topic and experts in this field. So it's going to be a marketing vehicle, but also allows everyone who participates to become a published author. And I'm going to be announcing that very, very soon. And this has been a pet project for a while. So that's going to be coming out. I'm going to be inviting 21 people to that project. So if you have any listeners that have business topics or want to be able to market their services to businesses, corporations, become keynote speakers, have them connect, you know, you guys just connect with me through Facebook or even Twitter, one Catherine Perry, and we'll get together and talk about what opportunities there are.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this week, Catherine. I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to all your big adventures with Big Vision Coaching and Consulting, because I know the power of you believing and in helping other people. It's incredible. You've helped me grow and blossom so much. I want to thank all of our listeners listening live as well online, and join us next week, Tuesday, for Take Action Tuesdays. Get on, get off, get busy. Everyone have a beautiful day. Aloha, ahui ho, malama pono.